If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Champ is here! The 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 champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
Let's get back to the second hour of the show. Let's talk a little Meghan McCain. At her dad's funerals, it was clear she was taking shots at 45. And she said, look, in her dad's America, it was already great. She talked about her father served the country, unlike other people. And different things. Now, lifestyle, I'm going to talk about this because some lifestyle just brought up. He said John McCain did everything possible to not let Dr. King get a holiday. Now, he did. But he later admitted that it was one of the greatest mistakes he's ever made in his life. This is why Stevie Wonder sent something to McCain. So I'm going to talk a little bit about McCain, too. Now, she also talked about some other things about her father compared to the current president. Now, let me say this. A lot of people had a problem with what she said. That's her father sitting there. She's very emotional. I don't have a problem with what she said at all. Not at all. I mean, it's clear that she was very close to her father. Very close to her father. And because she was very close to her father, she was emotional right then. And she's seen how her father had literally been drugged through the mud by this current president. I mean, that's what it boils down to. I mean, if you watched your father who was sick getting bullied by somebody, you would say something too. And yeah, she probably did vote for him. She probably did. But if you were her, you would have said something too. If somebody was dragging your loved one through the mud, you would say something. You would be like, look, I'm gonna open my mouth. Now, the one thing that I did like is the fact that Ivanka and Jared both were at the funeral. They both were at the funeral. And to be honest with you, I really enjoyed the fact that they came to their funeral and they sat there and smiled and was very respectful. Now, a lot of people bring up McCain. You know, you got you. What's so funny is you got Republicans. McCain was never really one of us. John McCain, he hated the president, so I hate John McCain. John McCain is nothing to me because he's against 45. Got a lot of people saying that on the right now. And if you look at his voting record, he voted 89% Republican the whole time he was in the office, including he voted with Trump 89% of the time. 89% of the time. But he wasn't Republican. Now, the other thing, you got a lot of Democrats, and especially black Democrats. McCain didn't care about black people. Why all these folks giving him this praise? I don't understand it. I don't understand why he didn't care nothing about no black folk. And the reality of it is that every politician, if you go look at their record, they will literally write stuff and say stuff that later on they look at and say, man, I did that wrong. Think about how many of them voted to go into Iraq that wish they never had voted to go into Iraq. But the one thing that was different about McCain, I said this last week. The one thing that was different about McCain than most of these politicians, he'll admit when he's wrong. Yeah, I was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. Most of these people up there will not admit when they've done something wrong. I mean, and that's the thing about McCain that I personally admire, because I think that's what everybody has to do. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Hell, life go on. As long as you're growing from it, that's the important thing. And in the end, when push came to shove, now see if everybody's talking about he tried to keep Dr. King from having a holiday, right? Let me just say this, right? If he really felt some kind of way against black people, if he really felt that way, do you think he would have stopped that woman when she was calling Barack Obama an Arab? Do you think when he lost the election, he would have went out there and said what he said about the incoming president, Senator Obama? I mean, if somebody really felt that way, wouldn't he have taken advantage of that and been like, yeah, Obama is an Arab? He'd have let her say whatever she wanted to say. See, you got to understand that it's not about, even with me, all right, let me say something, this the way I am with everything I am in my life, right? If I'm working with somebody, if I'm doing something with somebody, I will explain to them what I'm doing. Well, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. If I have to explain it to them 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times, it becomes a point where I just be like, you know what? I can't do nothing with you. Just don't participate, because I'm explaining to you what I'm doing. You can't see what I'm doing. So just keep it moving. Because for some people, they'll never see what you see. You can't get frustrated or mad. You just got to let them be. Because some people ain't going to get it. John McCain was one of these people who he would, if you listen to anybody talk about him, he would get into the biggest argument with you. And then the next minute be like, but you know, I got love for you, right? Because he understood the argument wasn't about their friendship or them doing business together. And that's the whole truth. The the whole truth is you got to be able to understand that, you know what, sometimes you're just not going to see eye to eye. You're not. They saying John McCain wasn't an American hero because he got captured. Well, even if you live by that premise, you don't think it was heroic for him to stay there when he could have left early because of who his father was? He could have easily said, yeah, they gonna let me leave. Let me leave. He didn't do that. That was very heroic for him to stay there. Him going back and creating a bridge with the Vietnamese people, that's a heroic thing to do too. So we got to understand that history is a very unusual thing, because when people are alive, we don't give them their true respect. It's once they're dead and gone, we make them a martyr, or we romanticize it and make it seem like they're the greatest thing in the world. When King was on this earth, black folks was turning their back on Dr. King. When Muhammad Ali could talk, this country didn't love Muhammad Ali, but by the time he died, he was the greatest ever. You had all kind of ethnicities crying over him. But when he opposed the Vietnam War, they hated that Negro. I'm just saying, y'all. All right, we come back. Let's talk a little bit of, I'm going to give y'all some more fantasy tips. And let's talk relationships. Ladies, perfect man, but I'm going to throw a twist on it. You're listening to WB.
I'm Andy Solomon. Do you have a backyard citrus tree or know someone who does? It might be at risk of contracting a deadly disease. An invasive plant disease called Huanglongbing, or HLB, has been found in California citrus trees and is rapidly spreading. Victoria Hornbaker with the California Department of Food and Agriculture explains.
HLB kills all citrus trees it infects and has no cure. It's spread by a small pest called the Asian citrus psyllid as it feeds on the tree's leaves. Citrus tree owners can help prevent the spread of HLB by inspecting their trees and working with agricultural officials to check for signs of the pest and disease, and by not sharing citrus fruit with plant material still attached.
Hornbaker warns that HLB has wiped out Florida's backyard citrus trees and 80% of its commercial groves.
We have to prevent this from happening in California, where an estimated 60% of residents have citrus trees, and the citrus industry contributes $7 billion annually to the state's economy.
For more information on HLB and how you can protect California citrus, visit californiacitrusthreat.org.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention and business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist. What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one Trump fighter in America.
All right, so, ladies, let's talk a little bit here. I talked about this at the beginning of the show. You meet a guy, he's the perfect guy for you. He's smart, funny, good in bed, he takes care of you, loves you to death. Let's say the guy is 35 years old. Y'all having a good time. You start talking about your sexual history. He said, well, one time in college, I was 17 years old. And I had a gay experience. Would you want to stay with the guy? Yes or no? Now, this is 18 years ago. He said he only did it one time. Would you want to stay with the guy? Would you want to stay? Now, would it make a difference, right? If he only got oral and nothing else, if he let somebody give him fellatio and nothing else happened, does that make a difference at all? 919-410-7735. Y'all are hilarious, boy. Now, fellas, let me reverse this. If you with your girl and she tell you, yeah, I had an experience in college with another woman, are you staying with her? We got a caller? No. You just saying, oh, Tony, you just like, yeah, I'm staying with her. You stay with her, right? Y'all gonna stay, you will stay with the woman, fellas, right? But the ladies can't stay with the dude, right? Look at the fellas. Hell yeah. Let's do it together. All right, caller, you on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, I did not want to be on the air. Okay, but anyway, no, I have a backstory. I had a friend who, she's married to her husband. He, like, do you know what pegging is?
Pegging? What's pegging? I never heard of that.
Anyway, he wanted her to strap on.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
So, they did that.
That's why I don't know what that is. Oh, my God. But, oh, my God. She was, wait. You got a backstory for real. So this, your friend is married to a man and her husband comes to her and says, I want you to wear a strap on.
Yes.
Oh, hell. I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So everything's fine. A couple years go by. She happens to get on a computer behind him. She sees pictures of transsexuals. She finds out he's been communicating with them back and forth. and he's met with a couple.
So he's been meeting with transsexuals. He's been contacting them. What did he say when she confronted him?
Oh, she said nothing ever happened. She got this from the people. You know, she emailed the people and contacted them. But needless to say, they ended up getting a divorce, and he still doesn't consider himself gay.
He don't consider himself gay?
No.
Wow.
I have another story. So I have an ex, and his thing is he feels that men are better at blowjobs.
What? Wait. He feels as though men can give fellatio better than women?
Their jaws, they suck harder.
Oh, my God.
But he also doesn't consider himself gay.
Wait, so he likes to get fellatio from men?
Yeah, he says they're better at it.
Oh, wow. This world is crazy. This world is really crazy.
So anyway, I'm just saying the gay thing is relative.
The gay thing is relative.
They don't consider themselves gay.
They don't consider themselves gay. All right, now let me ask you, as a woman, if do you consider them gay for what they're doing?
Bisexual.
The gay thing is relative. Bisexual. Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for the call.
All right.
All right. See, if a man does that, he's gay. I don't believe in bisexuality. I don't think that exists. If you with another man, you gay. Just own up to it. It's okay. It's all right. Don't be scared. If a man is with another man, he's gay. I got to tell y'all, though, I got to come out the closet today. I got to tell y'all, I had this one time in college. I got to tell y'all, I realized at that moment in time in college what I really was. I'm going to admit it. I hate to do this. This is going to be all on TMZ, but I'm going to tell the truth right now. I'm a lesbian. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm a lesbian. I can't help myself. I tried to stop. I couldn't. I like it too much. I'm a lesbian, y'all. I'm part of the LGBTQ community now. I'm a lesbian. Oh, man. Look. Ladies, let's have a real honest conversation now, all right? If you've already been with this man sexually and you done claimed him as your man and you find this out, you ain't leaving him alone. Stop lying. Y'all better stop lying. Y'all need to stop it. You know how I know you ain't gonna leave him alone? Because if he good and he checking all the boxes, you're gonna be like, well, it was only one time. He ain't done nothing freaky. He ain't asked me to do no. What that girl? What's she calling it? Call it a pe, what? What is it called, Tony? Pegging? Man, look, I had never heard of that before. Y'all gonna be like, man, look, it was one time. He do be slanging it at night. That Wild Irish Rose and Sprite. He be on one. Y'all know y'all ain't letting him go. You been with him for a couple of months. You advertising him as your man. You ain't letting him go. You ain't letting go. And fellas, so you gonna stay with a woman if she been with another woman? I'm gonna tell you why that's stupid. I'm gonna tell you why you should never do that. You listening to the WB.
This This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parents. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
One, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Now, so I asked the question about the man. So I said, fellas, would you stay with a woman if she tells you, yeah, I experimented with another woman? And 99% of the fellas, y'all, ooh, yeah, let's do it together. Let's do it together. Let me tell y'all something. Let me look. Let me give y'all a real life conversation here, okay? You don't want a woman to been with another woman. You don't. And the reason you don't want a woman to been with another woman is because women know how to do things to each other that you will never know how to do as a man, because they know each other's bodies better than we ever will know, no matter what we do. No matter what we do. Now, if you want to just have some fun, that's one thing. But I'm talking about, this is going to be your girl. You're going to marry her. This is going to be your girl. You don't want her to be too experienced with that man, because she will never be satisfied. She will never be satisfied. No matter how good you are, you will never do what a woman could do to her, because women know their bodies better than a man ever could. Ever could. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I mean, look, this is, let me explain something to y'all. This is what's so crazy about this. See, if you sit down, see, now I got to tell y'all a little background story before I tell you what I was about to say. So in law school, I had a buddy in law school named Paul who went to law school with me. So in law school, Paul was from California. So Paul's dream in life, this is no lie, I'm not making this up, this is on my mama's grave. He went to law school to learn law for one reason. He wanted to create a union for strippers and porn stars. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to create a union that would be inside of all the strip clubs across America and the porn star industry, all right? Now, what ended up happening is, in his third year, he had to do a paper about, you know, the law he wanted to practice. So he was like, look, I need you to come with me, WB. Come with me. We're going to hit all these strip clubs, and we're just going to interview these dancers. And what we did, we ended up interviewing 350 different women who were stripping between Massachusetts, D.C., and New York City. Those were the three cities, the three states we hit. And what we found out in interviewing them is this. Out of the 300 women, 280 had been sexual with another woman. Only 20 had never done nothing with another woman. Out of the 280, 240 of them never considered themselves lesbian until after they had been with another woman. Out of the 240, 200 of them said they have men in their lives, but they are never sexually satisfied the way they were with the woman experience that they had. Now, of course, me being the way I am, I want to know why. What's the difference? If I'm doing what she's doing, plus I got a little extra here, well, why wouldn't I be a little better? And the women all, to almost every one of them to a fault, said the same thing. Women know each other's bodies better than a man could ever know it. They know where everything is, where to hit it, where not to hit it, everything else. And literally, I was blown away by this. Because in my mind, I was like, oh, that's that. Y'all tripping right here. I know what I can do. But then I got to thinking about it. You know your body better than anybody else knows their body. And if you're somebody who's very sexually aware and you really know your body, hey, when you with somebody, it's fantastic because you're so good at knowing yourself. I mean, the truth of the matter is this, right? What really blew me away as we was doing this for his paper, doing the study, was that these women had never been with other women before. Didn't even want it. Didn't even have an urge to be with other women. But once they did it the first time, they kept doing it. Now, I'm going to show you something. Now, see, this is where reading an article is how you take the context. Ava Joy just put in here, over 40% of women have never orgasmed. That may be factually true. But how many of that 40% have only been with men? See, it's the context in which you're saying it. See, you can say 40% of women never had an orgasm before, but if they've only been with men, they don't know if they can orgasm with a woman. Because a woman may know them in a way that a man don't know them. Just saying. And Ty says, well, WP, if this is true, white man that been with men the same way. Well, this is why you have this big spike in homosexuality right now, because men are liking other men. And it's been like that since the days of Greece, really, since the creation of time. The only thing is society had looked down on it so much that they blocked it for years and years and years. So I'm just saying, look, everybody think they're the greatest thing in the world. Everybody does. Everybody think they got the platinum or they got the magic stick. I understand. Everybody think they're great. Everybody thinks they're great. I get it. But see, for me, it's never about the stuff. It's a logical thing for me. I look at stuff from a logical based position. I look at it from that position. So when somebody says, well, 40% of women have never had an orgasm, I can say that's factually true. But out of that 40%, how many of them have only been with men? If it's all 40%, then I can make the argument logically, well, that's the reason why they have an orgasm. I mean, and see, this is the thing about making it an argument, right? This is what I try to teach my daughter. Whenever you're making an argument, your argument shouldn't be your argument. Your argument should be what they're going to argue against you. Because if you can dissect their argument and understand their argument, you can always win the argument. You know what you know about yourself already. You know what you think you know already. It's what they're gonna argue back in defense. What they're going to show you on the other side of it. So, saying that, let me say this. I think that whether you're a man with a woman who's been with another woman or a woman who's with a man who's been with another man, it's different strokes for different folks. Everybody got a right to do whatever they want to do, choose whatever they want to do, do whatever they think they want to do. If it's not for you, then you shouldn't do it. I couldn't be exclusive with somebody who done been with women. Because in my mind, I'm always going to be like, well, I'm sure you still craving women. Same way a woman would think that about a dude. And see, the truth of the matter is that everybody's looking at this from the perspective of not being gay. You're looking at it from a heterosexual point of view. You know, as a guy who's a heterosexual guy, I can't understand why another man would want to even touch another man. Like, it don't compute in my mind that you should want to do that. Just like heterosexual women think like that. They don't think another woman should be with another woman. Then how can a woman make me feel the way another better than a man? That's crazy to me. But that's because you're heterosexual, and that is your thought process, and that's what you believe, and that's the way you live. Other people don't live like that. I mean, they don't live like that. So, in the end, I don't believe in bisexuality because I believe if you've been with another woman or you've been with another man and you're a man or a woman, you're gay. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. All right, we come back. Give you some NFL predictions. And then we'll close out the show. You listen to WB.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so before we get out of here today, I want to say, you know, congratulations, man, to North Carolina A&T State University. They put a beat down on ECU this past weekend. This time of year is always fun for me. And it's always fun for me because, you know, the kids are going back to school and sports, you know, you're getting basketball about to start back up. Baseball is in the heat of the pennant race. My Cubs are looking fantastic on the National League side. My Houston Astros looking great, even though Boston scares me. New York scares me a little bit over there, too. But you got college football going. You got NFL going. I want to show you guys how to make some money on this fantasy stuff. So I want you to get an account. This is going to be your account. Nobody else can run it but you at DraftKings. Go to DraftKings.com and FanDuel.com. Sign up and get you an account. Now, every week, I'm going to give you lineups. And what I'll do football and basketball and baseball and college football, because they're doing college football, too. And I might do some golf, too, because I won in golf this week. I think what I win this week, about $700 playing golf this week. So I might do a little bit of golf. I do golf every now and then. I love golf, but golf is one of these sports that's hard to even with the algorithm, it's hard to predict golf. It's easy to predict baseball, basketball, and football because if you follow it and you got an algorithm, you can get a feel when somebody gonna go off and have a good game, even though the algorithm may be saying they're not gonna have a good game. Golf is a little different because you can be great for that one tournament or for 3 days in the tournament, and on the fourth day, you can't hit nothing and you end up losing. So I'll give you lineups, though. This is what I'm going to tell you with the lineups, right? And I'll put this on the lineup itself. These are the people that the algorithm is picking, but if you think somebody's going to have a better game, use that person. If you want to change somebody in the lineup, change them. If you're not familiar with sports, talk to your son, your daddy, your husband, whatever. Ask them, do they know? Talk to your girlfriend, because women know this stuff better than men nowadays. So you might need to ask your girl what she think about it. So literally, it's a way for you to make money. It's legitimate money, everything else. And so it's all about trying to get you guys to look, don't be spending. You ain't got to spend no hundreds of dollars. They got tournaments over there for $1, for $20, for $10, for $2. So I'm just trying to show you how you can get into it and you can make some money off of it. Now, with that being said, I gave you five people that if you're drafting in your draft. Now, even this week, when I give the lineups for Thursday and Sunday for NFL, David Johnson is one player definitely going to be in all my lineups. I think David Johnson is going to go berserk the first week. I think he's going to go crazy. I think he might legitimately 125 yards, two touchdowns on the ground, five catches, 70 yards, touchdown in the air. That's what I think he's going to do this week. And that's not even with me doing the algorithm. This is just me looking. I think Christian McCaffrey is going to have a huge monster first week. Seven catches, 85 yards and a touchdown. I think he runs for another 70 yards and a touchdown. So, but David Johnson, Christian McCaffrey for Carolina, Delvin Cook for Minnesota, and Ezekiel Elliott for Dallas. Now, with Dallas, with Ezekiel, I'm going to say this to everybody, and it's going to be a week-to-week thing for me with Ezekiel if I'm going to play him. The other ones, it don't matter what week. It don't matter if they play in Jacksonville or whoever. They could be playing the best defense in the league. I think they still going to have good games. Ezekiel is different in this sense. Dak has to be able to throw the ball. If he cannot throw the ball, Zeke is not going to have a good year. If Zach can throw the ball and stop them from loading up the box the way they're going to load up the box, Zeke will run for 1,800 yards and 10 to 12 touchdowns. Okay? So, we'll talk a little bit about that more this week, but it'll be at thewbshow.com when I have the lineups up. You'll be able to hit lineup and it'll pop up for you, all right? But we'll get them over there and get them going for you guys to get you guys to have some fun to play with that and get yourself a chance to do something. Now, lastly, I want to close the show like I started the show talking about Aretha Franklin. In this lifetime, you're going to be born and you're going to die. It's the dash in between that matters and what you've done in your life. When you look at the life of Aretha Franklin and all that she did, I think Bill Clinton's speech was the best speech. And let me tell you why I think his speech was the best speech. Because, one, he took the time to go back and read her autobiography. Two, he talked about not just the ups with Aretha, but the struggles with Aretha. And he talked about how she reinvented herself and how she kept getting back up and how she kept trying and how she wouldn't give up and how she wouldn't quit no matter what. That's what we all should be taking from Aretha Franklin. I mean, we all should be taking that from Aretha Franklin. We all should be trying to help each other. We all should be fighting through whatever we got to go through. We all should be standing up even when they're knocking us down. Well, that's good news. Rahm Emanuel announced he's not running for re-election. That's good. Somebody said they think Bill is ill. Yeah, I think Bill is ill. I think that we know Jesse's ill. I mean, and this is why I said what I said earlier about all of them sitting up there. If you believe in the black movement, you shouldn't be afraid because we're old. We need new faces. We do. Because in 4 or 5 years, all of them could be gone. All of them. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love and appreciate them. May not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day I love you with the love of Jesus. Look, not trying to push religion on you. Just greatest love I know. So I tell you, I love you with that love. For everybody who's donated $5 already, thank you. If you haven't, please go donate. Let's try to help Lavelle out and NCCU out and these single mothers out. If we won't help our own single mothers, what kind of people are we, man? Let's help them out. All right, y'all. Talk to you guys tomorrow. You've been listening to the WB.
You're listening to Seven Two Three. The Voice.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.